and at last made a little fire of olive twigs and burnt it all, sheet by sheet, to begin again clear this morning. But incidentally, I have reread most of Machiavelli, not excepting those scandalous letters of his to Vittori, and it seems to me, now that I have released myself altogether from his literary precedent, that he still has his use for me. In spite of his vast prestige, I claim kindred with him, and set his name upon my title page, in partial imitation of the matter of my story. He takes me with sympathy not only by reason of the dream he pursued and the humanity of his politics, but by the mixture of his nature. His vices come in, essential to my issue. He is dead and gone, all his immediate correlations to party and faction have faded to insignificance, leaving only on the one hand his broad method and conceptions, and upon the other his intimate living personality, exposed down to its salacious corners as the soul of no contemporary can ever be exposed. Of those double strands it is I have to write, of the subtle, protesting, perplexing play of instinctive passion and desire against too abstract a dream of statesmanship. But things that seem to lie very far apart in Machiavelli's time have come near to one another. It is no simple story of white passions struggling against the red that I...